Welcome to the Living Healthy Podcast, a podcast dedicated to health, fitness, exercise, medicine, diet, nutrition, as well as eating clean, organic, and non-GMO foods. Let's live the journey through weight loss, weight management, and accomplishing goals. I'm your host, Eddie Randall. Thank you for tuning in to Season 3, Episode 10 of the Living Healthy Podcast. Your continued listening and your continued support are greatly appreciated. Please feel free to check out the latest merchandise at the Living Healthy Podcast store. The link is in the description of the podcast. The element of self-care actually started back in the 1950s, but it's really gained a significant amount of traction in the last 15 years or so. It has taken off steadily, and as more people around the world decide to live healthier lifestyles through diet and exercise, this can only result in living longer lives, or at least healthier lives. I decided to cover this topic because sometimes we are so focused on caring for our family and friends that we overlook our own care. Tonight, I will be covering self-care and the things we can do to promote self-health, self-care, and longer, meaningful, and fulfilling lives. Tonight's podcast is entitled, The Importance of Self-Care, Techniques and Planning that Will Improve Your Health and Life. Sleep is a vital element of self-care. Our body recharges and rejuvenates itself while we sleep. Our muscles, brain, lungs, and other parts need rest and relaxation. In addition, the body repairs itself, which includes killing off cancer cells. Don't get me wrong, your body is constantly fighting off things and maintaining order. But at night when we sleep is when a lot of these processes are working on repair and maintenance. A good night's sleep is something we often take for granted. But getting restful, deep, undisturbed sleep is not only beneficial, but it feels really good. You don't have to have the most expensive bed or 1,000 thread count sheets. Sleeping on clean sheets after a warm bath or shower is one of the simplest and greatest pleasures in life. Adding room darkening blinds and or curtains can help you get the best sleep as possible. Even with our eyes closed, God designed our brains in a way that our eyes will still react with the amount of light in the room. Melatonin is naturally produced when we sleep, and the amount of light that comes into the room while we sleep affects our circadian rhythm. The circadian rhythm is the process of how our body reacts to light. Light prepares our body to wake up and to move, and the darkness encourages our brain to sleep and relax. This is why it's important to not have any light on at night if possible. This includes the blue light that is emitted by our cell phones. It's encouraged to ditch the cell phone and nightlight at night in lieu of getting a good night's sleep. Room temperature is also a significant factor for getting a good restful sleep. Surprisingly, 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit is the ideal temperature for the best sleep. That sounds pretty cold to me, but science states that it is the optimal temperature for restful sleep. When we get ready for bed, our body temperature normally and naturally drops in preparation for sleep. When we wake up in the morning, our body temperature starts to increase to prepare our body for the day. Body temperature actually begins to increase about 2 hours before we wake up. Melatonin, which is a hormone responsible for sleep, increases in the body as the temperature drops. Being too warm at night can cause you to wake up frequently and hinder you from going into NREM, or non-rapid eye movement, deep sleep. That being said, people who suffer from insomnia often have issues involving their body temperature being out of sync. So if you're having trouble sleeping at night, or if you're looking to get some ideal deep sleep, I would recommend adjusting the temperature to a colder setting or using a fan or ceiling fan to make things cooler. Exercise is another form of self-care. An exercise regimen will not only increase metabolism, resulting in burning fat, but it will tone your body, shed pounds, give you a more attractive look, and most importantly, improve your overall health. Most people feel defeated even before they begin, thinking that they need to go to a gym in order to get in shape. While gyms are helpful, they're not the only way to get your body in shape and lose weight. You can start by doing simple exercises like push-ups, jump rope, jumping jacks, and sit-ups. You could purchase a stationary bike to use at home. You can buy a small weight set for your home or some dumbbells to start a routine. You can also do other things like cycling, walking, jogging, and running. This form of self-care is perhaps the most popular, as many people can see the results from their effort. Pets provide us with companionship, loyalty, and love. Taking care of a pet is also a form of self-care. As humans, it is in our innate nature to take care of others. Taking care of a pet is motivation, and it gives us fulfillment to nurture and to love and to care for someone other than ourselves. Pets, in particular dogs, want nothing more than to enjoy life, remain loyal, and to love unconditionally. The joy that animals bring holds a special place in the human heart. This is why many hospitals and hospice facilities offer therapy dogs to help people who are sick and lonely. The compassion, warmth, and kindness that these dogs exhibit help people to smile, feel a little better, and take their minds off their illness, even if it's just for a short while. Dogs and cats are the best type of pets to have, although dogs are a little more friendly. These pets assimilate into our families and become loving family members. They literally rely on us for everything and want nothing more than to love us. About 10 years ago or so, I was reading an article about a woman who was depressed and she was going to commit suicide. I don't remember all the details, but I think she was on her bathroom floor crying, and her dog came in the bathroom and sat down next to her. She looked at her dog and she thought if she was gone, then who was going to feed it? I believe that was God's way of speaking to her. Needless to say, her dog and the other pets that she had were the motivation that she needed to seek treatment. Caring for a pet is a simple part of self-care. Nurturing a pet and helping it to grow while showering it with love and kindness is a win-win situation for you and your pet. The return for us in regard to self-care is that caring for a pet prevents social isolation, reduces anxiety, and depression. I want to thank you for supporting me by listening to the Living Healthy Podcast. My podcast is listed on many platforms, including Anchor, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many, many others. Please follow me on Tumblr, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and Rumble. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to ask. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please contact me at livinghealthy@gmail.com. In addition, please check out the Living Healthy Podcast store. The link is in the description of the podcast. And now back to the show. It should go without saying, but a well-planned diet is a huge part of self-care. A diet low in sodium is optimal. Eating too much salt allows your body to retain water, which results in high blood pressure. It's hard to do sometimes, but if you can, try to limit your salt intake from anywhere from 500 milligrams to 1500 milligrams per day. 500 milligrams is about a tenth of a teaspoon, and 1500 milligrams is about 2/3 of a teaspoon. You can also eat lots of lean meat, like turkey, salmon, tilapia, and lean beef. The protein is ideal for muscle repair, muscle growth, and cellular functions. Leafy greens and fruits are great as well, as they're full of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients. The fiber content in fruits and vegetables make you feel full, so you eat less. They also contain a significant amount of water, which can help to flush the body of toxins. The difference with water retention from salt is that salt makes your body hold on to water. The body does this as a way of helping to dilute the excess salt. That being said, drinking plenty of water will help to flush the kidneys, bladder, ureters, and urethra. This also results in hydration and healthy skin, all while ridding the body of impurities. Limiting sugary drinks and foods are also ideal, as this is where a lot of unwanted calories develop into pounds. I recommend 25 grams a day of sugar for women and 35 grams a day for men. 25 grams a day is about 3 quarters of a can of soda, and 35 grams is a whole can of soda. Calories a day for women can range anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000, and for men, 1,800 to 2,200 calories per day. Now, all this also depends on your health, your age, and whether or not you're trying to lose weight. But most importantly, before you start any diet, it's a great idea to first consult your doctor. Strengthening your mind is another key element of self-care. Sharpening your mind not only allows you to understand more, it also improves intelligence, cognition, and can help prevent dementia. Things that you can do to strengthen your mind include reading, learning a new language, solving math problems, doing a word find puzzle, as well as doing crossword puzzles. Anything that can stimulate the mind improves the connections in our brains and makes us smarter. Setting and planning goals, whether they are short, small, long-term, or large, are obstacles that we all struggle with. Setting goals, planning, and completing them are some of the most satisfying and fulfilling things that we can do. We develop character and self-esteem as we plan and stick to it. Accomplishing goals is rewarding and makes us feel incredible. Sometimes unexpected expenses or life events happen that derail or curtail some of our goals. However, the biggest thing we can do to make our goals reality is to write them down. It's one thing to want something or to say that you will do something, but if you don't act on it, how will it ever come to fruition? A goal can be anything, like an amount of money that you like to have saved or an amount of weight you want to lose. The first step of acting on any goal is to simply write it down. Seeing it on paper is powerful. It allows you to realize that your goal is tangible and it can be accomplished. The next step is to plan your goal. You can set an amount of time or an allocation of resources or steps to accomplish your goal. Writing down your progress can also help you to keep track of it in every step of the way until it has been done. It might sound silly to talk about something that may seem a bit trivial, especially when we've become adults and have accomplished things already in life. But the practice of accomplishing goals, no matter how small, can be troublesome for some. So writing them out and planning them is a tool that you can add to your arsenal that will undoubtedly help in the long run. Setting and planning goals lead to achieving them, as long as we stick to the game plan. The accomplishment builds character, fortitude, and self-confidence. These are three things that help to develop a sound person, which is a part of self-care. Practicing good hygiene should go without saying. This element of self-care not only makes you feel good by maintaining cleanliness and a groomed appearance, but it helps to keep away illness and disease. In our busy lives, it may seem like a task to brush after every meal, but brushing at least 2 times a day is normal. Thankfully, 7 in 10 Americans brush at least 2 times a day. Brushing only 1 time a day can lead to cavities and periodontal disease. Worst case scenario, periodontal disease can lead to sepsis and it can cause heart disease. According to Harvard Health, periodontal disease can cause blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. It should go without saying that taking baths and showers regularly are an absolute must. Poor hygiene leads to the spread of viruses, bacterial infections, lice, athlete's foot, diarrhea, and foodborne illnesses. Rewarding yourself is another great form of self-care. We work hard all week. We stick to a rigorous workout plan. We diet, skip sugar, and calorie count. Life doesn't always have to be sticking to rules in regard to personal goals and development. Don't get me wrong, it's very important to stick to what we have set our mind to. However, it is also important to reward ourselves for the personal achievements we make, and most importantly, to reward ourselves because rewarding yourself is a part of enjoying life. This would include having a cheat day when you diet, a spa treatment, a coffee from your favorite establishment, and buying yourself something simple but special to you. This can include a shirt, blouse, dress, book, plant, or, depending on your financial situation, a high-value item like a vacation or car. This may sound simple and inane, but the simplest things that we can reward ourselves with can help to make life more enjoyable. Not saying material things make life worth living. They are an important part of our lives, but rewarding ourselves has its time and place and should be done in moderation. That being said, rewarding ourselves should not be the focus of our lives. Focusing solely on material items makes us shallow, short-sighted, and dull-minded. Enjoying life is kind of tied into rewarding yourself. Enjoying life is simply what the words imply. However, the significance is stressed on the simple things. The simple things in life are often the best things in life. Many of us are familiar with the saying, the best things in life are free, and that is completely true. Sitting in the gazebo in your backyard on a warm Sunday afternoon is a great way to relax and enjoy yourself. Bird watching or watching a butterfly flying around some beautiful flowers are also simple and enjoyable things to do. Taking naps, drinking a warm cup of tea, coffee, or cocoa are also very enjoyable. Other simple things that are part of enjoying life include having a small slice of your favorite cake and taking a warm, relaxing bath with candles. In addition, lying back, reading a good book while listening to smooth jazz or classical music are also some enjoyable things to do. You may have your own list of simple things you can do to enjoy life, but whatever they are, it's important to take care of yourself and to implement these in moderation. So make sure you set aside some time to enjoy yourself. The most important element to enjoying life is to tell others how much you love them and appreciate them. This includes celebrating the lives of your loved ones. Telling them how much you love and appreciate them goes a long way. Life is hard and difficult, so it's up to us as humans to make sure our friends and family understand how important they are to us. Not only does this make them feel good, but this spreads joy and happiness, which only makes the world a better place. Focusing on positivity is another element of self-care. This includes being kind, polite, thoughtful, and understanding. Basically, treating others the way we want to be treated. Demonstrating respect and compassion for other people not only makes everyone feel good, it also helps us to develop our character. A positive attitude and outlook on life will make us more desirable to be around, as this type of attitude will attract like-minded people. It's important to surround yourself with positive, selfless people, as this reduces stress for everyone, including yourself. This is also a great way to boost and improve mental health. Also, a positive attitude is one thing that can help us to make the best out of life regardless of the situation. A positive attitude is one of the best things that you can focus on that will give you the most happiness. A good outlook on life or positive attitude is one thing that is encompassed in literally everything that we do in life. A person can be poor and barely get by. In comparison, a multimillionaire can have everything. The person in poverty could be happy and content based on their attitude. The person with everything can be distasteful or a braggart. They could be living a miserable life, thinking that their money makes them better than other people. Or they could be constantly at odds, worrying about their money and trying not to lose it with investments and so forth. We all have our doubts and worries in life. It's simply a part of being human. However, a positive attitude gives us the best opportunity to take on life's ups and downs. A positive attitude should be a focal point when we plan anything that we wish to accomplish in life. Many people defeat themselves before they even begin to set a goal or to try to accomplish something because they're so pessimistic and they give up instead of focusing on trying. Many of the things I've mentioned may seem to go without saying, as we should have the wherewithal to move forward intrinsically in regard to self-care. Self-care needs to be mentioned. As I had stated earlier, many of us focus on caring for family and friends, and we leave little time for ourselves. In addition, mental health will substantially improve if we put an emphasis on taking care of ourselves. After all, we can't take care of our loved ones if we can't take care of ourselves. That's going to do it for Episode 10, Season 3 of the Living Healthy Podcast. I hope you found this podcast informative, beneficial, and I hope that I've motivated you to make the decision that you'd like to make. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Remember, living healthy creates a better you.